Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling about? Well, your zip code.
Well, I'm not. I found this on my checking account, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, I can try to locate your account by your zip code followed by your first and last name.
30824.
And your first and last name?
Sue Wilson.
Okay. Sue Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Could it possibly be up under someone else's name?
Virginia Wilson?
No, ma'am. Let's see. Okay, give me one moment while I try to locate your account. I can try by your
What's
phone
the name
number.
Of this company?
We're a third-party account management team that handles several companies. All right. I'm not looking at an account by your phone number, Max. What did you place the order for?
I don't know. I didn't place an order.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, let's see. You said, well, what was the name again?
Sue Wilson.
Okay. And that's issue E, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not looking at an account. You said that you're seeing a charge on your account. What was the charge amount?
Well, I've gotten out of it now, but it's $92 and something.
Okay. All right, let's see. Well, I'm not sure. I can try to locate the account by the first six of the car number.
The first what?
The first six numbers of the car number.
There's no other way you can do it.
Ma'am?
There's no other way you can do it.
It will be more easier for the car number because it will show up, but I can try by your email address.
Okay, email is swwilson@bellsouth.net.
Okay. Now look at an account. Let me just try. All right, I'm not looking at an account. Let's see. Yes, I'm not looking at an account. You said swwilson@bellsouth.net, correct?
SW Wilson.
So it's SW then Wilson?
SW Wilson. SWW. ILSON.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. I have located your account. All right. I didn't need you to verify your shipping address for me just for security purposes.
623 Barbary Court.
Okay, thank you for that. So I did see where you placed the order for the Keto Extend and the Keto Cleanse. You paid the shipping for $7.45 and $6.70.
Wait a minute. I placed an order for what?
The Keto and it's the dietary products, the Keto Extend Cleanse and the Keto. You paid the shipping for $6.70 and $7.45 on the 16th
no,
of March.
No, I didn't order this. No.
So you place the order for the shipping and enter the 14-day trial period for those two products, which means that you have to give us a call to cancel in order to not be charged the original price for those two products. Due to no call during your 14-day trial period, did bill your account for the full price. Max, you did you try the products out?
Did what?
Did you receive the products?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No,
I am showing that it had been delivered on the 19th to 623 Barbary Court in Evans, Georgia.
How was it delivered?
USPS.
USPS. It's United States Postal Service.
Yes, ma'am.
Dietary pills. Okay, I did not receive it. I did not order it, and I want it taken off my account.
Okay, now if you would like, I can issue a reship on that product, and I would hate to lose you as a customer because that product, it is all natural product. It do reduce the appetite, and it can increase your metabolism. I can offer a 35% discount off all future orders if you would like.
Do what now?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like that 35% discount off all future orders?
I don't want 35% discount. I want it taken off of my charge card.
Okay, now I won't be able to issue a refund on that charge due to no call during your 14-day trial period to cancel. However, I can still issue a reship on that product. That way you can still receive it. And I can lock you in with a 50% discount. It'll reduce your cost in half.
No, I don't want to be locked in with any amount of discount. I don't want the product.
Okay. All right. Well, give me one moment while I notate your account.
Okay. It's already gone through the bank.
All right, just to let you know, I am still here.
Okay, some dietary product.
Okay, now if you would like, I can throw in my family and friends discount, making that a 75% discount for you.
No.
Okay, well, give me one moment. I can get your account canceled out. Okay, so I do have your account canceled, and I do have a cancellation number for you.
Are you giving me a refund?
Ma'am, I won't be able to issue a refund on that charge due to no call during your trial period to cancel, but I do got your account canceled from any further charges.
But I
haven't
received no product.
I am showing that it had been delivered, ma'am, and I did offer a reship on that product. I am willing to reship that product for you.
Is it going to cost me anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Okay, so your account is now canceled, and I also reshipped that product, so you should be receiving that product between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. So I do thank you for calling Gov Customer Service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.